For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that's where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search isn't for a candidate at all. So stop your search and start matching with Indeed. If you need to hire, then you need Indeed. Indeed is the matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Oh, hold up. Smell test. Go ahead. Sniff those pits. Now, your bits. Feet, toes, come on. Ugh. Could be fresher, right? It's all good. Old Spice Total Body Deodorant Spray is gentle enough to use all over your body, giving you 24/7 lasting freshness with daily use, from pits to toes and down below. So every smell test gets a... Shop for Old Spice Total Body Deodorant.
Welcome back to another episode of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I'm your host, Tori DeSimone, and I am absolutely thrilled to be talking with you guys today. Happy Monday. I hope you guys all had an amazing 4th of July if you celebrate Independence Day. And I hope you guys did something fun over the weekend. When I'm recording this, it's Friday, so the 4th of July is actually in 2 days, but when you guys are listening to this, it was yesterday. So the plan is to go on a booze cruise on Saturday, the 3rd, which is tomorrow for me when I'm filming this. But it's supposed to rain. Like I'm at the beach and it's supposed to rain every day during this holiday weekend, which is how it was for Memorial Day weekend too. I just swear to God, they don't want to give us a sunny day here on the weekends, but it's fine. We're making the most of it. So I don't know if we're actually going on the booze cruise because if it rains, I don't know what the prototype is or the protocol is. If it's raining, like, do we go? Do we not? I have no idea. But it's on a boat called Miss Avalon, and I'm so excited. A good friend of mine, Rachel, booked it, and it's like Rachel and a ton of friends. So I'm very excited. I think it'll be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. And then on actual July 4th, which is Sunday, I don't think we actually have any plans. We might watch fireworks from a boat. Not really sure yet, but I think just like, you know, chilling, grilling, beaching, enjoying the day. So I love 4th of July. I think it's a super fun holiday. And it's also kind of scary that it's already the 4th of July. I remember being in school and when I would have my summers off and it would hit 4th of July, I'd be like, oh my God, it's already the 4th of July. Summer is going so fast. And I can honestly say it feels exactly the same. Now that I have a studio down at the beach that is only open during the summer. So I really like literally measure my life by the summers. It's like summer 20, we did this and summer 21. And then in between each summer, it's just the off season until the summer starts again. So I'm literally just like chasing the summer all year is what it feels like. So when the summer hits, it feels like it's going to last forever. And the fact that 6 weeks have already gone by so quickly and it's already the 4th of July, it's kind of terrifying. Because I have 2 more months and then Stride Sea House closed for the season. It's crazy. It goes so fast. But it's been an amazing season. Today, I'm so grateful that we were able to add all of our bikes back into the room. So we are finally at full capacity. I've never been able to be full capacity here in Sea Isle because of COVID, and I'm so grateful that we are now able to be at full capacity. So it was such a dream. We added in all the bikes, and today all of them were filled and waitlisted. And that was something, like, all three classes this morning were waitlisted, and that was something that I was manifesting since the very beginning of Stride Sea Isle in December of 2019. It was a full room, every single class waitlisted, and today we hit that goal, and I am just so proud of my team. My instructors are incredible, and I'm so proud of them, and I'm proud of us for making it through a tough year of 2020, and I'm proud of all of you guys for making it through the tough year of 2020. And I feel like we can finally see the light at the end of the tunnel. And it's just something that I think we should all celebrate. It was a tough year. And I think it's okay to look back and say that. And I think that moving forward, we can say, you know what? That was a hell of a year. We've learned, we're growing, and we're getting back on track. And I just think that we should celebrate that. So it's been a great day. And I hope you guys have a great holiday. I went off on like a COVID tangent. Didn't mean to, but just super grateful to be here and super grateful to have such an amazing business and summer and life, and it's just awesome. So I wanted to talk about a topic that I have previously talked about once, and then I reran the episode a couple weeks back because I really wanted people to hear it. So on my Instagram today, I asked you guys what you wanted to hear on the podcast coming up in the next couple of weeks, and I got a lot of really great responses, such as imposter syndrome and the magic of Mondays and new beginnings, how I balance working and fitness, how you can manage a 9-to-5 and a side hustle. Lots of great topics that I'm excited that you guys want to hear about that we'll definitely be talking in a couple of weeks to come. But I saw a reoccurring theme of wanting to talk about body confidence now that it's the summertime. And even if we aren't living at the beach, you still see other girls on Instagram in bikinis or on TikTok in these super cute summer outfits, and you're showing your legs more and your stomach more. And I think it's very natural to have insecurities when it comes to that. So before I go any further, I want to preface this by saying, if you are going to be triggered by any of this stuff, we will be talking about body image today. And if this is something that will send you on a spiral, I absolutely recommend to listen to another one of my episodes. I have tons on here where I do talk about other things such as body image, and but also just complete other topics such as spirituality. And, you know, I have a really fun episode with my guy friends out that a lot of you guys were also requesting. So part two will be coming to that soon. You know, the whole comparison thing. There's just a lot of other episodes you guys can go listen to if this is not your cup of tea, but we will be talking about that today. Now, another thing, whenever I talk about this stuff, I don't want you guys to think that I'm here, that my advice is like the end all be all, because I am a 23-year-old girl that struggles with the exact same thing that you guys go through. And if anything, I am literally just a friend, and we are in your car driving to the mall, or we are out to dinner getting drinks, and we're just having girl talk. And that's what this is. I'm not a dietitian. I'm not a nutrition. I'm not a therapist. I am just a 23-year-old girl with a microphone in front of me and someone on the receiving end listening, and we are having a conversation. So that's kind of the angle that I wanted to take today's episode with. So I also want you guys to take this with a grain of salt, because the overall message that I want you guys to walk away with today is to feel better about yourself than when you clicked onto this episode, and just to feel more secure in your skin and more confident in who you are. So let's candidly talk about body image and how to not get so wrapped up in it, because I think it's really hard to not get wrapped up in it. And it's really easy to get lost in comparison of yourself with other people. I have an entire episode on comparison that I want you guys to listen to. And I also have another one on self-perception that I think you should also listen to. I think those two tie in very much to this topic, so I'm not going to talk about them much because I don't want to reiterate what I was saying before. So I'm going to dive into some new points that I have. Now, this might just be a little bit of like a shorter girl talk episode, because I actually just recorded this whole thing and it just went off on these really long tangents that I didn't think made any sense. So I'm cutting it back and cutting it down to what I really think will help you guys at the end of all of this. So the very first thing that I want you to realize is that your body is how your body is, and it's beautiful exactly how it is. That's the number one thing that you need to remember throughout this entire episode and throughout the entire course of your life. Your body is going to fluctuate. It's going to change. And it is always going to be in a constant state of adjustment. And I think that's beautiful because your body grows with you, adjusts with you, matures with you. And, you know, I used to be 20, 21 years old, wondering why my 20-year-old body didn't look like my 18-year-old body, didn't look like my 17-year-old body. Because, you know, I still kind of felt the same age, but my body was growing and I didn't understand why it was maturing and why it was growing and why it was settling into the figure that it now has. And, you know, it took me a couple of years to really transition out of the body that I was so not only used to, but really comfortable in. I liked it. I felt confident in it. I wore a lot of cute outfits in it. You know, there really wasn't much wrong with it. This is also coming from a place of idolizing a past self, which I also have another episode on. I feel like a lot of times we look back at the past and romanticize it. We idolize it and we think that that was the peak of ourselves and the best time of our lives. When in reality, you know, when I was 25 pounds lighter than I am now, I look back on that and think, wow, I was so confident in myself. But then I find journal entries from that time and I was still obsessed with what I ate and how I looked and how much I weighed. And I wasn't all that healthy. You know, the grass is always going to be greener on the other side. So where your body is right now is exactly where it's meant to be. It's exactly where you're supposed to be. It is in this state because this is what's best for you right now. This is something that you're meant to go through and your body is always going to be there for you. So taking that into account, when you see someone else that has a body that maybe you're envious of or a body that makes you feel more confident in yourself, understand that their body is what they need for themselves right now and it's what their body is best adjusted for them for. There is truly not one size fits all, especially when it comes to other bodies that you might see, whether it's on the beach in a bikini or you're out at a bar and you see someone's outfit and you think to yourself, that looks great on her, but I could never wear that because my thighs are so big or because my waist isn't that small or because I don't have a butt to fill out those jeans or my arms could never fit in those sleeves. It's so easy to tear ourselves down. But if we were to have a friend that talked to us the way we talk to ourselves, we would not have that friend in our lives. And at the end of the day, it's us. It's only ourselves that we have. And if we can't be nice to ourselves, how can we ever expect others to be nice to us, others to accept us? It starts from within. And if you start affirming yourself and telling yourself that you are beautiful and you are exactly where you're supposed to be and your body is your armor, it's your vessel, and it's here to protect you, it's here to give you a beautiful life, you're going to have a brand new perspective on your body. You're going to have a brand new perspective on your life, on your self-image, on your self-worth. It's going to do amazing things for you. So what I want you to start doing every single day is giving yourself affirmations. Even if you don't believe them, even if you're not happy with how you may look right now, start telling yourself that you are beautiful, that you are worthy of wearing the outfits that you want to. You're worthy of going on the beach with your friends. You're worthy of living this beautiful, extraordinary life. Because you're alive, not because of what size jeans you fit into, not because of what size bikini you wear, not because of how you look on your Instagram, because you are alive and because you are here to make an impact on your life and to live your life to the fullest.
Thank you.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search isn't for a candidate at all. So stop your search and start matching with Indeed. If you need to hire, then you need Indeed. Indeed is the matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I've been using Indeed for years, and one of the things I love the most about it is that it just makes hiring really easy. So all I have to do is post a job description, and the candidates that match exactly what I'm looking for get sent right to me. So I don't have to filter through anyone that's like unqualified or anyone that isn't exactly what I'm looking for. Like, I get exactly what I'm looking for. And then the hard part actually becomes hiring the best person, because everyone is almost overqualified for the job. So I really love it. I get to leverage over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day. So the Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. So from blue light glasses, strobe light therapy, to EMF management and circadian-friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. One of my favorite products from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. I loved sauning and I have for a really long time, but the problem is I always have to go to the gym, and a lot of times I want a sauna at night when I'm cozy at home. I just don't want to leave. That's why using the infrared sauna blanket at home has been so amazing. This is a really great way to ease stress and unwind at the end of the day. It's also really good to detoxify, and it promotes lower inflammation in the body, which is really, really huge. What's also really cool is that because this is a blanket, your head is out of it. So it's honestly, I find it's easier to stay in this longer. And because my head is out of it, I'm able to like read a little bit longer, and my body still gets all the good benefits that I get while being in the sauna blanket. It's really easy to set up, and it's also really easy to clean. It takes less than a minute to set up. It heats up really quickly, and I can enjoy like a 30, 40 minute session in the sauna blanket while I'm relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating. While if I'm in the sauna, I can really only stay in it for like 15 minutes because it gets so hot and uncomfortable, but because my head's out, I'm able to stay in it longer, but I still get all the benefits of it. I just feel so much more relaxed after my sessions. I just feel really, really good, and I just love ending my night with a sauna. Boncharge ships worldwide in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket. They also have easy returns and exchanges, and they have a 12-month warranty. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. The size of your jeans doesn't matter. How you live your life does. And as soon as you start telling yourself that you're worthy of all the best things in your life, it's going to get so much easier to look past what jeans you wear. It's going to be so much easier to look past what other girls on the beach look like. You need to start believing in yourself before you tear yourself down to other girls. So that's the overall thing. Number one, you are perfect the way you are, and you do not need to change. Now, the inevitable and some things that we can't always help is whenever we do start to get down on ourselves, right? We can tell ourselves until we're blue in the face, I'm perfect the way I am. I don't need to change. I'm worth having the best life in the whole world. We can tell ourselves that all day, every day, but there are going to be moments of self-doubt, comparison, insecurity. It happens. We're human, okay? I'm not going to sit here and say it doesn't happen because it does. It definitely, definitely does. So here's kind of the mentality that I've adapted that I think is really beneficial and really helps me. If I'm on the beach and I'm wearing a bathing suit that I love and I feel really, really good in, and I go down to the beach and I see a girl wearing the exact same bikini and she's wearing it so much better than I am, I can observe that without getting down on myself. I can say, wow, she looks incredible. And so do I. Just because someone else looks incredible doesn't take away your wow factor. A candle lights another candle without losing its own flame. You can be the light in so many other people's lives, and that will never dull your own flame. That will never make your light go out. A candle can light another candle without losing its flame. So yeah, they have a great body, and so what? They're wearing a cute outfit, and so what? So what about it? Just because someone else has something that looks great doesn't make you any less pretty. It doesn't make you any less of a person. It doesn't make you look any worse in your outfit just because someone else looks great in theirs. You can observe and compliment without tearing yourself down in the process. Now, I live at the beach in the summertime, and I see all walks of life here at the beach. And I kind of mean that when it comes to bodies, when it comes to shapes, when it comes to sizes, when it comes to figures, we see all walks of life here. And I can tell you that I've heard from every single one of those walks of life that they're all critical of themselves in some way. From the skinniest of the girls I know to the curviest of the girls I know, every single one of them is beautiful. Every single one of them has a unique figure. None of them look the same and they all rock it. But every single one of them has something critical to say about their bodies. And I think it's because the grass is always greener on the other side. I said that earlier, but I honestly, truly think it's true. Some of my skinny friends that I look at that I'm like, man, if only I had legs like that, I could wear shorts like this. They will look at my body and say, man, if only I had legs like that, I could wear my biker shorts like this. Or if I had a butt like yours, I could wear this dress and fill it out. But on me, it just hangs. You know, I hear these walks of life all have different complaints about their body, wishing that they had this from this body and that from this body. I have yet to meet somebody that says that they love everything about their body. And I think that's so sad. And myself included, you know, I completely do that all the time where I'm like, man, if only I had this to fit into that better. Or if only these bikini bottoms came up higher so that it makes my waist look smaller. It's normal, I think, to have thoughts like that. And I think that we all look at someone else and say, if only I had that, then I'd be happy. But here we are just chasing what ifs, and we're chasing happiness. And that's not a way to live your life. So circling back to my original point is that I've seen all walks of life, and every single one of them has something critical to say about their body. And that makes me really sad, because this might sound a little harsh, but it's what I tell people in spin classes whenever I hear people say, you know, I'm really nervous to come. I don't want people to judge me for how I'm spinning or if I can't keep up. And I always tell them in the nicest way possible, no one is looking at you because they're all looking at themselves. No one's looking at you because everyone else is in that room. They're also in their own head. They're also hoping that no one's looking at them. And they're also hoping that they can keep up. And they're also hoping that they're not being judged. So taking that same message outside of the spin room, it's the same on the beach or the same at a bar. I honestly, truly don't think anyone is ever looking at you as much as you think, because everyone is being too critical of themselves in their head. And honestly, if someone is looking at you and they don't like, and they're judging you, what a weirdo. Like, why would you want to be around a person like that anyway? Like, literally, what a weirdo. You don't need that energy in your life. That's so bizarre to me. I truly think everyone is too in their own head to judge someone else or to look at someone else. And I think that's sad. Now, I often think about why we strive to have this perfect body and this perfect image, right? But Becca Tilley posted something on her Instagram that I'll literally never forget. And it was the message of, she's never liked someone more because they've had a perfect body. And it's literally so true. Do you like anyone less because of their body? Do you like anyone more because of their body? If you answered yes to either of those, that's so weird. It's literally so weird. And I think that we tend to think that, you know, if we have this perfect body, people are just going to like us more. That's so weird. What a whack concept to live by, you know? Or if, you know, God forbid we gain 5 pounds, people aren't going to like us anymore. What a weird way to live our lives. It's just not a measure of success that I would ever want to measure in my life. It simply doesn't matter how someone looks, and you're never going to be liked less or more because of your body. And I hope you never like someone more or less because of their body. I think that's so weird, yet we're all so in our head about the same thing. And by the amount of people that wrote back on my Instagram wanting to talk about body confidence, it seems all of us are in our own heads about something that we all kind of struggle with. On the total flip side of that, I will say that the girls that like rock their body, right, and are the most confident in their bodies are the ones that enjoy their life the most. They're the ones that people want to be around because they care about life rather than how their body looks in a bikini. They care about having a good time dancing at the bar rather than if their outfit still looks perfect. They're the ones that people want to be around because they're out here having an awesome time just living rather than making sure their eyeliner is perfect. You know, they're not afraid to live life. They're not afraid to be vulnerable. They understand that life's memories and life's special moments are made in the moment. They're not made in the outfits you wear. They're not made on the number on the scale. They're not made on the perfect hair, perfect makeup, perfect highlights. That's not what life's precious memories are about. It's about living in the moment. And your body weight, your body shape, your body size, your outfit, your hair, your makeup does not make life's memories. Sure, it can add to it. It can take away from it if you obsess over it. But that's not what it's about. People want to be around people that are carefree and happy and loving. They don't give a shit about your body if you don't. If you're setting a tone for other people that you're insecure of yourself, that's the vibe that you're going to give off to others. If you walk in somewhere and you own it, no one gives a shit what you wear. No one gives a shit what you weigh. And again, they shouldn't anyway, but you have to be the first one to set the precedence in your life, to set the tone in your life that this is me, this is how I'm living my life, and I'm unapologetically myself. And people are going to love you for that. Another kind of angle that I want you to think about is that the girls that have the bodies, the lifestyles, the outfits, but really the bodies that you're envious of, they most likely didn't get it overnight. And if they did, it's genetics and it's genes, and you shouldn't be comparing yourself to that because it's literally genetics and genes, and you could kill yourself trying to get their body and you won't get it because it's literally their genetics. But let's say that they are super toned and they worked out, whatever it might be. They worked really hard for this body. They're working really hard at maintaining a figure. Are you the one that's observing, comparing, and becoming insecure? Are you willing to make those sacrifices that the person you're comparing yourself to is making to get that body? The answer might be yes. The answer might be no. For me, if I see a girl with a six-pack abs, I know I don't have six-pack abs, but I don't need them. You know, I feel great. You know, I love my body. I'm in a really good place in my life and I'm feeling really good, you know? If I had six-pack abs, I know what that means. I know it means I'd probably have to cut back on my calories a little bit. I'd have to start doing some ab workouts. And I don't really want to do either of those. You know what I mean? But if it's something that I really wanted to do and really wanted to dial in on, I could do it. But it's a sacrifice that I'm at this time not really willing to make. So me sitting down and bitching about it and complaining about it and saying she looks so much better than I do is literally just wasted breath because she's doing something I'm not doing. But even more so, she's doing something that I'm not willing to. And she is. So more power to her because I'm not willing to do it. And she is. And she looks great because of it. But I'm not going to sit here and complain about it because, you know, she's putting in the work that I'm not. Another thing is maybe that means that they're on a diet. I don't want to give up my pizza and my, you know, whatever I'm eating. I'm loving my freedom and my food freedom and my body freedom. And I'm loving it. So that's also just a sacrifice that I'm not willing to make right now. And that's okay. People love me. People still think I'm a great person. And I think I'm also a great person. You don't need to have a six-pack of abs to be a good person or to be validated as a real person. You looking at someone with a six-pack of abs and saying, oh my God, she has a six-pack of abs, won't give you a six-pack of abs. You hating on another girl won't make you any prettier, won't make her any uglier. You can observe and you can compliment without tearing yourself down. And that, along with your affirmations, is really what you need to practice, that you can appreciate others' beauty without belittling your own. If anything, if you see a girl on the beach that's ripped and beautiful, let it inspire you. Let it say, you know, she's working hard towards a goal. So can I. I can look like that too if I wanted to. I can start on Monday morning and I can go for runs and I can start doing core workouts and I can do X, Y, and Z. If it's really something that you want, let it inspire you. Don't let it discourage you.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All in one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Don't, you know, it's something that can change you for the better if you want that. And again, going back to my very first point, you don't need to change. You do not need to change. Because circling back to another one of my points, that girl with six-pack of abs doesn't make her more loved by people because she has the abs. Doesn't make her less loved from people because she has the abs. It's just a part of her body. And it's just who she is. Just like the way you look right now is just who you are. And it's perfect to you. Like how that body for her right now is perfect for her. This is perfect for you. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And I think that once you start telling yourself that you are beautiful, You are worthy of the best life. You're worthy of love. You're worthy of incredible outfits. You're worthy of all the good things that come to those in life. Your life quality is going to get exceptionally better. So what I'm going to leave you guys with on this topic is that talking poorly about someone else is not going to increase your quality of life, nor will it decrease their quality of life. A candle can share a flame without losing its own. You are absolutely perfect the way you are. You do not need to change, and you can observe and appreciate others' beauty without belittling your own and without taking away your own beauty. Everyone is beautiful in their own way. The best way to enjoy life is to not give a fuck and to just have an incredible life, to have fun, to go out, to meet new people, to smile, to be confident. Life is truly what you make it. And the size of your jeans does not determine the quality of life you're destined to have. You're perfect the way you are. You're beautiful the way you are. You are worthy of the best life possible. No matter what size you are, no matter what the other girls on Instagram look like, no matter what the girls on the beach look like, no matter what the girls in your spin class look like, no matter what the girls at the bar look like, you are worthy of the best life. And I hope you truly know that. So when you guys are done this episode, I want you guys to go write down affirmations. You are beautiful. You are worthy. And even if you don't believe it, just tell yourself it. Your quality of life is going to get exceptionally better. And I can't wait for this new journey for you guys. It's so easy to slip into a state of insecurity and comparison. And it's so natural too, as well. And I think it takes a mentally strong person to pull themselves out of it. And I know every single one of you are capable of that. And it takes work, but the more you practice it, the more you flex that muscle, the stronger it will become and the easier it will be to kind of observe those thoughts and move on from them and not allow them to influence your life negatively. Guys, I hope this episode helped you. I know it was a little bit all over there, but it was just because I kind of just wanted to get my thoughts out there. It's so easy and so normal to get trapped up in this kind of self-deprecating talk. And I want us to really break that trend because we're all beautiful and unique in our own way. And your quality of life is not defined by how great you look in a bikini. Okay, guys, I love you. I hope you have the absolute best day. Enjoy this week. And I'm very excited to talk about some upcoming topics on the pod in the next coming weeks. I hope you guys have an amazing day. Enjoy the magic of Mondays. And I'll talk to you guys all in my next episode. Happy Manifest Monday, guys.
You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.